Here we go. Here we go.
Well, that escalated quickly. Let's make sure these are nice.
That's it.
She knew what they were doing.
Went the right way.
One charge was set at the base of the tower, and another charge was set about 10 feet high on the tower. WPR Regional Technical Manager Steve Bowder says the 30 pounds of dynamite used blew out a 6 to 10 foot piece of steel, causing the tower to lean in one direction. The 5,000 pounds of tension on the tower will lean the tower in the direction they want once the tower is blown. Tower Technologies Group owner Curtis Randecker says the original plan had to be changed when they realized the tower structure was too unsafe.
We came up with the idea of the explosives and blowing out the western leg and blowing out an 8-foot section of the western leg to make it fail and tip in that direction.
Jeremiah Bakken of Tower Technologies enjoyed it all.
It's pretty exciting. I was not expecting the noise. It was a lot louder than I thought it was going to be.
When it was over, they celebrated with brats, dogs, chips, and chili. Monty Stewart, Wisconsin Public Radio in Brule.